This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Salmon count puts pressure on ag water. White House dangles possibility of farm aid, and lawsuit challenges emergency tariffs. Commercial salmon fishing banned for a third year. The National Marine Fisheries Service is expecting to close the California salmon season to commercial fishing for an unprecedented third year in a row. Recreational fishing, however, will be allowed to a limited extent for the first time since 2022. The Pacific Fishery Management Council recommended the closure yesterday. Salmon stocks have remained low since the last drought due to several associated issues, most notably for agriculture. Poor in-river spawning and migration conditions have been a primary factor, according to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The Golden State Salmon Association blamed excessive agricultural water diversions for lethal river temperatures and low flows for migrating juvenile salmon. Policy advisor Barry Nelson lamented disastrous returns for the Sacramento River last fall. He contrasted that with record returns along the McCoolumbee River, where officials trucked salmon to the ocean to argue the ocean conditions were fine. Read about how the low returns are driving new legislation and the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Newsom and legislative leadership commit to cap and trade extension. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to extend the state cap and trade program this year. The assurance comes less than a week after President Donald Trump ordered the U.S. Attorney General to restrict states from carrying out climate change efforts. With support from Senate Pro Tem Mike McGuire of Hillsburg and Assembly Speaker Robert Rezus of Salinas, the governor's office will release details of the extension proposal in the coming weeks. California launches Black Bear Conservation and Management Plan. California Department of Fish and Wildlife issued a long-awaited management strategy for the state's black bears. The 86-page document details the species' ecology, conservation strategies in the face of climate change, and adaptive management to reduce human-bear and livestock-bear interaction. CDFW Director Charlton Bonham said the document will inform management and regulatory recommendations and future population monitoring. Remember, similar to their demands for more stringent gray wolf management, the California Cattlemen's Association has been vocal as black bear depredation incidents have become more common. Black bears are not a protected species under the California Endangered Species Act. But in 2022, CCA flagged a new CDFW policy that created additional barriers to obtaining a black bear hunting permit. The department maintains its recommendation for non-lethal and corrective deterrence in the management plan. Chico State Drone Projects targets naval orange worm. A demonstration at Chico State's University Farm successfully ran a targeted drone application to deter a major almond pest. Using Sutera brand pheromone disruptor, a small drone misted the farm's almond tree orchard to block naval orange worm mating rituals. Farm technicians also removed mummy nuts left on trees prior to the spray to minimize other breeding avenues. The operation used a Yamaha Motor Corporation Phaser R drone, which can stay in the air for an hour straight. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. White House, farm aid being considered. President Donald Trump has taken to social media to declare his support for farmers, but they'll have to wait for clarity on when they might get payments and compensation for his trade war. Relief is being considered, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told reporters in the briefing room yesterday. She added that Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has spoken to Trump about the issue. The comments differed in tone from Rollins' own remarks to Fox News on Sunday when she stressed a tariff safety net, quote, will be there for U.S. producers. Now take note, Trump touted the support his administration giving ag producers during his first term and the benefits of his Phase One deal with China in a social media post yesterday, saying, quote, the USA will protect our farmers, he wrote on Truth Social. But a new U.S.-China deal may still be some way off. Leavitt read a statement from the president during the media briefing that said, quote, the ball is in China's court right now. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them, she said. By the way, South Dakota GOP Senator Mike Rounds recently told AgriPulse USDA won't have enough money to compensate farmers at this time. He also expressed doubts that there will be the necessary political support to limit payments to farmers. Rounds made his remarks shortly before Trump paused his global reciprocal tariffs for 90 days and raised duties on China. It's good that they're recognizing that there is a problem, but the size of the bailout that would have to be imposed is significant, and at a time in which we're running $37 trillion in debt, he said. Legal challenges to emergency tariffs mount. A legal group is asking the Court of International Trade to strike down the president's Liberation Day tariffs over what he said is a bogus emergency declaration. The president used emergency powers to impose a 10% across-the-board tariff as well as higher duties for specific countries on April 2nd. The president can use such powers to address an, quote, unusual and extraordinary threat. The administration's justification, a trade deficit in goods, is neither an emergency nor an unusual or extraordinary threat, the Liberty Justice Center said in a statement announcing the filing. In its complaint, the group argued the emergency is, quote, a figment of its own imagination. The Liberty Justice Center is the litigation arm of the conservative Illinois Policy Institute. The group is filing the case on behalf of five businesses that they argue have been hurt by the tariffs. The case is the first legal challenge to the president's reciprocal tariffs, but the administration is also being sued over the emergency declaration used to impose tariffs on China. Well, here's today's final word. The last time sweeping tariffs went into effect, specialty crop growers and agricultural producers in the valley lost millions of dollars in revenue. We can't afford to let that happen again. That Representative Adam Gray of Merced, who has filed a measure to revoke the president's power to impose tariffs on ag products without congressional approval. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.